Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Ferdinand Crook.
Mr. Crook, hold on one moment. I'm going to be Mr. Crook. C-R-O-O-K.
I have.
Well, Mr. Johnson will be conducting your hearing, sir. Just hold on.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you state your name and the ADC number for us, please?
Ferdinand Crook, 234-759.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, so I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, Mr. Westby, sir. I think you may, yeah, you can see him up on the screen now, sir. So, sir, prior to your board hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, Mr. Crook?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, you're also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, Mr. Crook?
Myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I do, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision. Number 13B, as demonstrated by your failure to remain at your approved residence each night unless prior approval is given to you by the supervising officer on or about February 21st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Sure.
Okay. Your second allegation states you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of alcohol on or about February 24, 2018, per the tax lab report dated February 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, then, so based on the admission of Mr. Brooks, Mr. Crook, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or comments.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hand. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether we broke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go with some information with you, Mr. Crook, and then we're going to let you present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
February 20th, 2018, Mr. Crook was released from New York City. He was arrested February 24th, 2018 by the electronic monitoring unit for unknown charges. He was back in New York City custody February 24th, 2018 with a projected CCD of August 21st, 2018, 0 abscond days. Criminal conviction, 2015, robbery, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, sexual conduct with a minor, 3.5 years. 2009, sexual conduct with a minor, 3.5 years. 2014, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his fourth term at DOC, CDIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. Can you have permission notes? He's an immediate member of the Westside Phoenix Warriors, criminal street gang. Prior term supervision, 2012, TIS release, the Western Tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release of standard 1 day, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, his disorderly conduct and violence noted. Other arrest, 1999, disorderly conduct, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. 2003, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona, probation revoked, there were two counts. 2011, DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, 2012, DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His criminal history is a G6V8, was a level 3 sex offender, registrable, non-fireable, SPP reviewable. The victim was a 6-year-old nephew, DCAC, is cited in court docs.
Okay, Mr. Crook, when you were released, you didn't have any approved placement. You were approved to be a transient in the area of 19th Avenue and Bethany on Road. Is that right, sir? Were you still in that area?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, were you working during any part of that time?
No.
No. So you didn't have to, you didn't submit any EOAs. That was the only breath test you had when this incident occurred. Is that right?
Yes.
So what was going on, Mr. Crook? What happened? Why were you out of your time zone when you should have been there? And why were you drinking alcohol when you know you shouldn't have been?
First of all, there was really no way of knowing when my monitor was low on battery or was full, so I was kind of afraid of the monitor device dying on me, and I know that's a violation, so I was having a hard time, but I was more worried just going from place to place and just charging it anywhere that was possible. That's where I was on the 21st, that violation, first allegation. And the second allegation for my consumption of alcohol, I wouldn't really consider myself an alcohol, but it has been like 3 years, and I wasn't planning on trying to get, you know, fully intoxicated and having, you know, going forever in days and weeks and months. And it was just, to be honest, it was just the one time thing, you know, after those 4 days that I was out, I didn't drink at all. You know, there were times when I wanted to, but I wanted to get my priorities, you know, take care of my priorities and become responsible because
Well, tell me what your problem is.
Growing up, you know, I'm 31 years old and I'm not, you know, youngster anymore where I can just do whatever I want, you know. I'm trying to challenge myself to achieve goals.
So what's your problem, Mr. Crook? What are your problems?
Right now, I'm going to seek a trade in auto mechanic, becoming an automotive mechanic.
Uh-huh.
I want that to become my main trade, and that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. Do you have a family here, sir, in Arizona?
I have my mother and my sisters.
So why didn't you?
They're not,
you don't have contact with them, or they're not supportive of you, or what?
I have contact with them, but they're just not supportive. So, I mean, but at the same time, I'm really not worried about, you know, really not worried about them. Kind of focusing on myself right now. Because I'm living my life. I'm not really living anybody else's life. I'm trying to do better. I'm not really trying. I'm actually, you know, doing my best that I can.
So why don't you go to a halfway house, sir, instead of being homeless out there?
It was just, I wouldn't say the halfway house, I would just say the people in the halfway house, the other individuals in the halfway house, it would kind of make me feel like I'm prison or jail again, and I wanted to be somewhere where I can just be by myself, and that way I can have more time to think of what I can do to better myself, because I realize that, well, I come to realize that, yeah, in the past I've messed up a lot, not only just, you know, myself, parents or anything, but also a lot of, and I see it was, most of it was really so rooting toward it.
All right, sir, I don't see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, saying the board has no additional questions, Mr. Crook, we're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
I would always ask you that, you know, are you a second chance? It's fine because I've never completed probation, I never completed parole, you know, being honest, and I want to be, this past 3 years I've been incarcerated, so I was hoping that, you know, when I got out of parole, that it would be a challenge for myself to complete parole. And should I be, you know, getting out, I would like to complete that challenge. Because, you know, I'm growing up and I need to do better. I need to realize that, you know, this is not the place for me, you know, it's like the past, my past, you know, I'm doing everything I can to grow up and realize that there's no point in all this wrongdoing that I've been committing.
All right, Mr. Quirk.
And I just ask for, yes.
The board's going to go into discussion. So while the board is in discussion, we're going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. I want to ask you to remain on the line, sir. Do not hang up so that you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. When we come up on a decision to revoke or reinstate you, then I'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Board's now going into discussion. Mr. Crook sounds as though he's ready to turn the corner, but he just has not completely turned the corner. He wants to complete some of the goals that he has set for himself to get himself together, and he has family, but they're not really supporting him here. He said he didn't go to the halfway house. He wants to just take some time out for himself so he could just think. I think that Mr. Crook, as I said, really is ready to turn that corner. However, he just has not made that turn yet. I think that that he will when he gets that opportunity. But I think at this point in time, he'll be released on August 21st. I think if he takes the rest of the time, you know, he has several months left. He takes his time, and if he's ready to make that turn and work with the CO3, come up with a plan or something on what he wants to do with himself when he gets out of there, so that when he gets out, hopefully he'll have a plan to put things in place so he's not just out there on the street, but a plan where if he wants to go to school, that he's in school, he's following through up on it. There's some programs he can check while he's incarcerated to get himself together. And I hope that when he's released, that he won't get involved in any more negative criminal activity again. But that's my opinion, and I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Hearing no other comments coming from, I'll move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Crook, violated the delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
As
he did resort back to drinking alcohol.
Second.
Agreed.
I'll do that too. Okay, Mr. Crook?
Yes.
Okay, so the board is voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 21st of 2018. So it sounds as though you're ready to turn that corner and get yourself together and not be involved in it. I guess not. That's the one that concludes hearing at this time.